This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So everybody wants to know, how effective was this year's flu shot? Well, yeah, people do want to know that. Well, maybe they want to know other things, but I think that's a big scoop. And I guess today we're being told by the CDC that it wasn't too shabby. Not too shabby. Apparently our flu shot was more effective than last year. Now, this is only mid-season estimates. But they suggested that our flu shot this year was about 47% effective. Now, on a good year, it's about 62, 63. I believe last year, it was only 36%. So for us to be at about the 47% efficacy, not too shabby. Now, many of you are like, okay, that still sucks. No, it doesn't suck. It means, you know, considering these viruses are tricky sons of guns, and we're basing, you know, how we're basing what to make our flu shot on by what happened in Australia, and everybody gives Australians a real hard time. Good day, mate. I love Australians. I think the Australians are the bomb. And, you know, maybe this is what's going on, okay? And again, I do not want to disrespect the Australians, because I think they are awesome. And I just had Outback last night, so I just love them. good day, Mike. I love them so much. There's this group called Human Nature. Is it called Human Nature? And they're Australian, and they call Garage Garage. Right, garage. They accent their food, their words differently. I love it. They're very good. They're very good. But the one thing that I think we all could agree on, even the Australians could agree on, is that they're very cool. They don't freak out. They're even more cool than Canadians. They're also more laid back than Mexicans. They are just so, I mean, they're cool to be around. All these countries that, you know, we deal with are, I mean, they, you know, everybody's really, like, America's so uptight. Americans are so uptight. Canadians, Mexicans, Australians, even the British look at us as, what are you guys doing? You guys have such a big deal. I mean, you make such a big deal over everything, and we do. I mean, just look at the news. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's panties are all up in a bunch with what Trump did and the border wall funding. I mean, you know, so I think what happens is when the flu season hits, you know, the Australians, you know, they do their part, okay? And then after the flu hits, like, Mike, you good? Mike, you good? Good? All right, Mike. All right. And then they just move on. So America goes, all right, guys, we need to find out what's going on with the flu because we need to make our flu shot. Oh, come on, man, just relax. I have a point. No, we can't relax, okay? Put another stick on the ball. We can't do that. We can't, okay? We need to make our flu shot. All right, come on, Mike. It's fine. It's no big deal. And then we estimate what we need to do based on how bad it is in Australia. Well, if Australians don't really make a big deal about the flu, and the Australians are telling us to just kind of relax a little bit, we Americans have to then start to scramble. And so I think if I could give any advice, and mind you, I love Australians. I love them. My suggestion would be to, when an American calls, okay, whatever natural serotonin you have, put that aside, and on the phone call, let the American hear your panic. Because then I think we're all speaking the same language. Now, I don't know how an Australian sounds panicky. Okay, I'm not very good at accents. You know, oh, my, we had a bad flu. I can't do the accent very well. But if you show that panic, then I think the American scientists know what you're saying a little bit more. And then maybe we could do a better job of making a better flu shot. Now, the H1N1 is the virus that's circulating this year. That's the big bug compared to last year's H3N2. And H3N2, that killed, 80,000 people last year worldwide? It was bad. And so the CDC is estimating that the flu shot this year reduced the risk of H1N1 infection by about 46% among adults and about 62% among children aged 6 months to 17 years old. So, the shot's effectiveness might also be because it was a milder flu. Now, the only problem is they're saying we're still in peak. So if we're still in peak season, all right, these numbers may go down. As of early February, they said 4.3% of outpatient medical visits in the U.S. were due to influenza-like illness. At this time, during the 2017-2018 season, 7.7% of outpatient medical visits were caused by the flu. So when the CDC takes a sliver of what's going on and where people are going and what they're doing, this is what's happening. But you see, here's something that we're not realizing, okay? I, you know, do telemedicine. And so when I diagnose the flu, we don't necessarily report it because I didn't do a swab. This is over the phone. And so I think there could be an underreporting now that more and more people do telemedicine. Now, flu and pneumonia-related deaths luckily have been less common, and those do get reported. They say it ranges from 5.5% to 7.4% of weekly deaths in the U.S. so far. So as people die each week, they try to determine if they're flu-related or pneumonia-related. Now, mind you, heart attacks could be up, and heart attacks could happen weeks after the flu. So 80,000 people died from the flu season last year. Right now, we think that, again, we're not going to hit those numbers, God willing. So the CDC estimates that about 15.2 million Americans so far this season have been affected, 180,000 hospitalizations, and our death toll right now is about 15,900, including 28 confirmed pediatric deaths. So if you haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Don't mess around. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this, one of our caller clips is kind of long, and the voice quality didn't come in, so I can't play it. By the way, if you ever listen to our show and we're not live, you could always call the same number, the 1-877-DOCDALI, and if we're not currently live, you can leave your question or concern on the answer line. Well, it kind of came out fuzzy, so the quality wasn't what we could play, but basically, this caller was... from what I understand during again, it wasn't as clear, is he's been working at a job he loves his job, has loved his job. Now new management has come in, different, shall we say, projects and different objectives are now being given to the current workers where people's jobs have changed. And he's finding himself hating his job. And he doesn't want to leave because he has seniority. What does he do? And I found that to be a fantastic, I wish you could call me live, because there is so much I want to know about this. And we talk about jobs and employers-employee relationships, and, you know, because we spend most of our living day at our job. Okay? I mean, I work most of the day. I see the kids for a little bit. Luckily, they have busy lives. You know, they got school and, you know, they got their friends and all that. So I try to spend as much time as I can with them. But for the most part, they don't really want to hang out with me the whole time also when they come home from school. So I really spend most of my mornings and nights working. And so if you don't like your job, right, or your family life or, you know, where you live or whatever, that can really affect you mentally. So what happens when you do have a job that you love and all of a sudden new management comes in and changes things up and messes things up? Ah, it happens. It happens. Oh, my gosh, it happens. And you get hired for a job and you love it and you say, this is my dream job. And you feel like, okay, this is what I signed up for. Everything goes well and then something changes. Now, I'm here to tell you. And again, I had to learn the hard way also, right? That no job stays static. You will never be doing the same job for 25, 30, 35 years. No way. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I do. You know, I've been, you know, in administration, and I go, no, your job changed. Computers changed it. Really, if you've worked at one place for 35 years, you're telling me that your tasks didn't change? Of course they did. Data entry, Excel. I mean, you know how many people learned shorthand years ago? Now we don't see shorthand anymore. So you signed up being skilled in shorthand. Nobody uses shorthand anymore. Trust me, the jobs change. They all do. As technology changes, as industry changes, your jobs will change. And this is kind of important. We don't talk about this because, I give a lot of career advice to students, from college and high school, and I speak to students, and I'm very close with a bunch of medical students, obviously, because I taught at a medical school. And so people ask, you know, what can they do where they'll be happy the rest of their lives? And I have to tell them there's no job that you're going to do that's going to be the same. Okay, so let's look at me in family medicine. Okay, so I graduated residency. I finished my residency in 2000, and I opened up my practice in 2000. Yes, I'm that old. Leave me alone. And so I told you guys I was middle age. Okay, I mean, you really thought I was in my 20s. I'm not in my 20s. Okay, I'm a little older than that, which is fine. It's fine. I'm seasoned and still sexy. So I opened up my practice in the year 2000. And when the 90s were when I was planning how I would do medicine, it was, I'm going to open up a little place with my husband and my buddy, and we were going to open up a shop between us. I was going to make my office a little bit more of an urgent care, because I was an ER doc and an urgent care doctor for a couple of years before I got my license in Nevada, and I loved urgent care. So great, I'm going to sew people up. If I have to deliver a baby, I could do that. I'm going to do procedures. I'm going to ask my surgical friends to let me scrub in. No. Boy, medicine did not allow that to happen. There was no time in the day or malpractice that I wanted to pay for me to be able to scrub in and do surgery throughout my day. The truth of the matter is, the reality is I had to be at that office seeing patients. So I'm seeing patients and things are going fine. You know, but then you hear about lawsuits happening. And certain things that you would have wanted to do, you hear other doctors, right, didn't have the protection that you thought you would, right, going through school. You thought, well, no, if you do what you were taught, you won't get sued. No. You get sued and blamed for stuff that wasn't even your fault. So then you're like, oh, okay, well, then maybe I'm just going to avoid doing any of those things because I don't want to, you know, have what happened to me, you know, to my friends happen to me. So now you start to practice differently. Then Obamacare comes, 2009, 2010, and any of us that had a little baby neighborhood medical office, boy, did we get hit. And now you start seeing doctors become employees. Now, in the 80s and 90s, you became a doctor so you wouldn't have to be an employee. Now, the average doctor is an employee. So, I start teaching, and I loved to teach. Teaching was great. And then as the industry is moving and as medicine is changing, telemedicine is becoming huge. And I always like to be ahead of the curve, so now I'm doing telemedicine. And it's like, it's fascinating, but I would have never, ever thought in the 90s when Netscape and Yahoo or the World Wide Web was starting to, you know, become a little bit more mainstream, that I would be actually doing medicine on that. Who knew? Medicine is you need to touch a patient, smell them, touch them, examine them, palpate, auscultate. Yet with telemedicine, we're not really auscultating. I mean, yeah, there's some, you know, now devices that are going to allow you to do that where you can be seen from home. You buy the devices, hook them up to your, you know, computer, and we humans, we doctors will tell you where to put, you know, the stethoscope. So that's happening, and I mean, it's transforming. So here I am, not even 20 years into my career, and I have done everything from ER to urgent care to private practice to academia to now telemedicine. And I thought I would be in a simple, you know, neighborhood practice for 30, 40 years till I retired. All jobs change. Do not take your job thinking I could do this for 20, 30, 40 years. Maybe you love your job, but your boss is an idiot. Or your boss is sick in the head. I can't tell you how many people I worked for where, wow, we're talking some real mental illness. Where you don't understand why they snap and why they do the things they do and they hurt others. And you're like, but I'm just trying to do my job. How could I do my job and avoid that person? And you can't. Because the way the job is puts you next to that person. And if it's toxic, it's toxic. We've talked about toxic work environments. Once a work environment goes toxic, you got to get out of there. You have to. Because otherwise, you start to do behavior that could be toxic. Let's say you work in a place where nobody gives a damn about others. And you do give a damn, and so you start getting in trouble for that. So you're like, you know what, I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm not going to give a damn. The second you start to change and not give a damn and start to not be you, that you are 5 weeks too late. You need to get the hell out of that job. So the problem is we have our listener who has seniority. You've been at a place for multiple years, doing really well. You have new management. They're screwing things up. And how do you do your job? Well, you need to be careful because there could be a peeing contest. So let's say you're in marketing or business administration. And you're like, look, this is something we've done. All right. I understand times are changing. So I definitely want to be versatile and I want to be ahead of the curve. But I do want to talk to you about some of the things that I found very successful that I would still like to implement. You're going to have to sit down with that management team. Now, keep in mind, your bosses may be very selfish and they may be just looking to advance their careers. And they may not realize that happy staff makes a productive workday. They may just be all about, no, I need to, you know, this is about me. Well, then again, get the hell out of there. You are not at a job to help others progress. And too many of us take jobs to help others get the promotion. Screw that. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 million to construct or repair as many as 234 miles of the border barrier. Outside the White House today, President Trump says he plans on being sued.
And they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, and we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court.
In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer call this an unlawful declaration over a crisis that doesn't exist. There'll be a risk of flash floods and mudslides across California as tropical moisture is expected to bring more heavy rainfall. It's called an atmospheric river and causes massive precipitation. The Sierra Nevadas are also seeing another 2 feet of snow, possibly, with sections of Interstate 80 shut down. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So raw milk from a Pennsylvania farm may have exposed people in 19 states to drug-resistant bacteria, according to the CDC. Apparently, people like raw, unpasteurized milk. And they say residents who drink this that's sent from a farm in Pennsylvania could have been exposed to some superbugs. That's according to the CDC. More specifically, federal health officials are investigating potential exposures to Brucella strain RB51 in 19 different states, Alabama, California, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, and Virginia. Now, this Brucella bacteria is apparently, the strain is resistant to first-line drugs. Also, could be very difficult to diagnose because the average test doesn't test for it. and brucellosis symptoms are very similar to flu. So they say the milk in question came from Miller's Biodiversity Farm in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. At least one case of the bacterial infection was confirmed in a New York resident in December after the person drank unpasteurized milk that came from the farm. On its website, Miller's say it's a, quote, private food club that allows its members access to buying food directly from farms and other vendors bypassing the supermarket. Now, a cow from the farm that tested positive for RB51 has since been removed from the milking herd. Moo. So they removed the cow. I'm sorry. And so raw unpasteurized milk can contain bacteria called brucellosis, as well as listeria, causing listeriosis. Salmonella, causing salmonellosis. We call it salmonella disease, but they are putting the osis in, so we're going to osisize. Salmonellosis. Campylobacter, causing campylobacteriosis. Typhoid fever, which is odd man out. And then tuberculosis. That's according to the New York Department of Health. Now, milk, all right, is supposed to be pasteurized. And pasteurization is not a boiling of the milk. It's a heating it really, really high. And then immediately, rapidly cooling it. That process is a part of pasteurization. And it kills harmful bacteria. So symptoms of the brucellosis include fever, sweats, weight loss, fatigue, joint pain, and headache. They say the infection can result in serious complications for pregnant women, even causing a miscarriage, just like listeria, just like any of these. So those who are not treated for the infection can develop very serious ailments. You could get result in heart problems. Your spleen could enlarge. Your liver could enlarge. Arthritis. And what a lot of people don't realize is brucellosis can also lead to meningitis. We don't call it meningosis. We call it... Okay, so the difference between an osis and a menin... Okay, so basically an osis is a disease. It's like a entity. Itis is a very specific thing that happens in an osis. So an itis is inflammation. Okay. So diverticulosis. How many of you guys have diverticulosis? Oh, yeah, I was home for 5 days. You were not home for 5 days. You don't go home for 5 days for diverticulosis. Diverticulosis means you have a process. I don't want to call it a disease, but you have a process or a being where you have pockets in your colon. It's a state you're in, or you have. I have some pockets in my colon. I don't know. I probably made them because I was standing around medical school with my thumb up my butt all the time. I really don't know how I made them. Anyway, so I have pockets in my colon. So I have diverticulosis. So I'm fine. I can run around. I can do whatever. I got these pockets. I got to be careful with the seeds and things like that. But for the most part, I'm good. Now, if I ever get diverticulitis and itis or inflammation of my osis issue, then I'm staying home. Then I'm needing treatment. Then I might be going to an ER. So itis is an infection or an inflammation. So now, yes, listeriosis is a state, and because it's a bacterial state, it is infectious. You don't really have a listeriitis, okay? But meningitis is an itis or infection of the meninges, the lining of the brain. So the moral to that is what I'm teaching you guys, and yes, I'm teaching you, which is blowing me away too, is osis can be an infection, but it can be a state of a being. Itis is a very specific descriptive term for an inflammation, either caused by infection or whatnot. And so like tonsillitis, vaginitis, meningitis, it's an itis of the arthritis. Arthritis is an inflammation of the arth, the joint. See? Teaching you Latin. And arthritis doesn't necessarily have to be infectious. It could be inflammatory. Well, that's why medical school is hard. It's not because we need to be smart. It's we need to put up with all this BS. Itis is not always infection. It's inflammation. Okay? So apparently, they say people who drank raw milk from this dairy more than 6 months ago and have had symptoms of brucellosis but thought they had the fever, had like a flu, They need to see their doctor immediately, and they need to get tested. Because you could have long-term health problems caused by brucellosis. See, brucellosis could be long-term. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This kid ends up becoming nearly paralyzed from a gym class freak accident in Texas. So apparently, there was a rope that she was on. And she was sent crashing to the ground and landed on her neck. This was just supposed to be a gym climbing a rope exercise. We should, as humans, learn how to climb things and work on our upper body strength. And unfortunately, this now probably scared a whole lot of parents, and most schools now probably are not going to have the rope climbing activity. So Katie Bivens says that God has a plan for everyone, whether you like it or not, and was initially told by doctors that she was not going to be able to be helped. That's according to her dad, telling Fox 4 News. So a fundraising page has been set up for the family, and doctors discovered that she had shattered her C6 vertebrae and moved her C7 vertebrae in the fall. The injury impacts an area of the spine, obviously, that has the lower cervical nerves, and the lower cervical nerves innervate the arms and the hands. So an injury to the C6 vertebrae could cause wrist extension, paralysis in the hands, the trunk, the legs, everything below. And it could affect bowel and bladder function. C7 injury, according to Fox News, could impact nerve control, elbow extension, finger extension, etc. Now, it looks like she could walk. Okay, she has remained conscious, and it looks like she is starting to be able to, do more things. But, again, this was a freak accident where, you know, climbing in the gym, climbing a rope, and she fell. And, you know, and again, it could just be a couple, it could just be a fall from standing. Now, of course, depending on how, it's very interesting. A lot of people fall, they'll break something, and then they'll just deal with the break. I like to kind of take a step back and go, why did it shatter? Now, if you fell 10, 15 feet, I could see that. But if you fell down and you sustained such a bad break, I like to make sure it's not a pathological fracture like cancer. Remember I told you I had that guy in the ER where he fell, broke his neck, and I'm like, but all you did was trip. And it turned out he had prostate cancer in the neck, which is why it fractured so badly. Same thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You wonder if her fractures were because there was cancer in the bone. Or if you have osteoporosis, do you have overly thin bones? If you have overly thin bones, then you could be at risk for another fracture. So anytime you guys get a fracture and you're like, I'm really surprised I broke a bone that badly, make sure you check your bone density. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know if you guys are following this story. This is very, very weird. One of my favorite shows is Empire. I love the music. I love the actors. I think they're awesome. And Jesse Smollett is one of my favorite actors and entertainers. He is phenomenal. However, he allegedly was attacked. And from what we understand, he was attacked by two assailants. And according to reports of the police, whose facial features he could not make out, but that it was a racist, homophobic ambush during which they called him some real bad names because he plays a homosexual on the show. So they used a slur for that, as well as he's African-American, he's black, so they used a slur for that. And they shouted, "This is MAGA country. Make America great again." So this was the report that was given, that he gave to the police. Now, immediately after, I mean, everybody was like, okay, this is horrible, this is ridiculous. I mean, I did find it a little bit odd that somebody would scream, "This is MAGA country." I mean, people who are pro-Trump don't walk around saying MAGA. I mean, they may wear the Make America Great Again hat, but it's not really a viral term, MAGA. And so I was a little worried about, was that kind of a setup? You know, just like remember with the pipe bomb person, the van that he came out of had all sorts of Trump stuff on it. I'm like, really? And they were very brand new stickers, not like old bumper stickers, like somebody who would have been, you know, pro-Bush era, anti-Obama. I mean, they look like they were just freshly pasted. And again, it's just something just didn't sound right. But again, I love Jussie Smollett. I think he's a fantastic actor, singer, artist. And so I was shocked, just like anybody else. Well, now we're being told that two Nigerian actor brothers have been arrested. They are friends with the Empire star. And possibly, and allegedly, a part of this staged attack. I guess their lawyer says they're innocent. And Chicago PD is not going to confirm the sources, but they are investigating the attack possibly as a hoax. Now, Smollett is still being treated as a victim and not as a suspect. And the police are now treating the two brothers as suspects and not persons of interest. So they were picked up by police at Chicago O'Hare Airport on Wednesday as they arrived back in America after visiting family. And they're being questioned. And they were arrested on suspicion of being involved in a crime. Now police can now hold them for an additional 24 hours without charge if the prosecutor's office agrees. So apparently families say they went to Africa on January 29th, hours after the attack. Now one of them, Ola, did appear on Empire as a extra. Both of them had minor roles on Chicago PD. So Smollett follows a joint Instagram account according to their lawyer, sometimes goes to the gym with them. But Daily Mail has identified photographs of one of the brothers inside the gym in his apartment building in June. And the gym is private to residents, obviously. And I guess there's been some pictures claiming that these men were there the night of the attack. Now, sources are accusing Smollett of orchestrating the hoax because he was being written out of the show and wanted to drum up publicity to save his role. Now, obviously, this is, you know, a weird, outlandish claim. And it has been uncorroborated, but according to his reports, he was attacked by two assailants. Now, originally we were told that there was acid, there was a whole variety of things that happened to him. And again, it's kind of shocking because he is a huge star. He's, you know, how did they get to him that easily? But, and again, you know, why would they use those slurs if, you know, the assailants were black themselves? So, not sure what's going on. This sounds really odd. And again, I'm not sure where this is going. And again, TMZ reported that the detectives found the men by looking at ride-sharing history and records from the night of the attack. Smollett says he was attacked by two men on January 29th as he walked home from the subway at 2 a.m. He has since said he believes he was targeted because he's a vocal critic of President Trump. And he would have had more public support if he had said his attackers were black, Muslim, or Mexican. Now, again, I'm not sure. This is just very weird. So apparently, January 29th at 12:30 a.m., a neighbor claims to see two suspicious men, one with a rope, outside Smollett's apartment building. Now, at 2 a.m., you see him leaving Subway. A few minutes later, he is attacked by the men as he talks on the phone with his manager, Brandon Moore. Then he's picked up by surveillance cameras entering his apartment building. Now, 2:35, a.m., so right a half hour after this happened, Frank Getz and a friend said they called the police. Police arrive at 2:42, find him still wearing the rope that the attackers placed around his neck. It is not fastened in a noose, and it's slack. Then Smollett goes to the hospital on his own. So apparently this was, and President Trump had condemned the attack. We've all been like, whoa, hate crimes, any sort of crime. It's mind-blowing. But if anything like this was staged, and we later hear that with that pipe bomber, well, it wasn't, the pipe bombs never went off. They were pipe bombs that were sent to quote-unquote Trump enemies in Congress. Cory Booker, I believe Nancy Pelosi, I forget all the people, but they were all apparently Democrat. And there were these pipes that were supposed to look like pipe bombs that never went off. And they said they found the person who made them to be somebody who was in a van with Trump stickers on it. Now, again, that could happen. You do have people out there that are just, just crazy. It can't happen. But again, I'm looking at this van, and it looks like these stickers were just, they look all freshly put on. They look like brand new stickers. And I mean, unless somebody just, lost it one day, got a whole bunch of stickers and decided to do this, but it almost seems staged to me. These weren't attacks. These were things that were looked like they could have gone off, and they were directed at people who were anti-Trump. It just kind of makes you wonder. And again, I'm not saying what happened with Smollett was staged, but if later it does come, we do come to find out that a lot of these crimes where somebody is screaming MAGA is a staged, right, sort of hoax to try to make people anti-Trump, that's some pretty sick stuff, and it's going to rebound the other way. I mean, look at what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, we have no idea what happened between her and the psychiatrist, if they even met, but it happened. But because of the way it went down, it just reeked of something not right. And the more these, and I'm not saying crimes have to fit perfectly, but we're starting to get to the point where something could really, really happen, and now nobody believes it. I mean, there's a chance that this actor really was attacked. I mean, I thought he was attacked. But when they start throwing in, and the news says, makes a big deal about pro-Trump rhetoric, now you're starting to go, wait a second, there's some secondary gain here. And you start to wonder how true the story is. Anyway, I hope he is okay. And again, he's innocent until proven guilty. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.